Adopting cats and dogs is easier than ever these days. There are a number of websites and other tools dedicated to finding homes for animals, but the sad truth is many still do end up in shelters where they're often put to sleep. That trend, though, is changing in Richmond, Virginia. 5 years ago, more than a third of the animals that came to Richmond's government-run shelter were put down. Today, the shelter is boasting record-high adoptions, nearly 90%. So to find out why, we've reached out to Christy Chips-Peters, who directs Richmond's Animal Care and Control Department. Hey there, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I want to find out how this happened. You came to Richmond Shelter in 2013, and in your first year, I read, as director, you brought down the euthanasia rate by 40%. 40%, that's incredible. How did you do it?
Well, you know, we had some changes to make. We made a few quite quickly. I would say the first two things that we did right off the bat is we sort of put a stake in the ground and said, we are not euthanizing any animals for space, and we are going to do everything we possibly can to allow people to come and take them so that they get to leave the shelter alive.
Right.
Another thing that we did immediately was we extended the hours that our shelter was open. You know, for working families, being open from 1 to 5 does not accommodate animals leaving alive. In addition, people prior to my arrival could just show up at the animal shelter and expect their animal to be taken from them. They could say, I don't want them anymore.
You're talking about people who are abandoning their animals or giving them
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And so we put in place a very structured program to try and help people keep their animals. Since we are the only open admission shelter in the city of Richmond, that means that we take care of every single animal that is in need. So if our officers are out and we have to seize 40 dogs, we need to make 40 cages at the shelter available. And previously, that would just mean that 40 animals would lose their lives. Now, we would put a post on Facebook and say, we've taken 40 animals. We need to find 40 of our dogs that are in-house foster homes. Can you please help?
So that's what I want to talk about a little bit. A little bit about the role of social media. Has that really transformed how you can get the word out about animals that are in need?
It has completely transformed our operations. And I'm hopeful that others will jump on the bandwagon. You know, in the past, animal control agencies and open admission agencies have sort of put a cloak over the unpleasant side of our jobs. And
meaning you were hiding how many animals were actually being put down.
Exactly. And while that is, unfortunately, a very real part of our job, the reality is, if you're able to share your story and tell the truth and allow the public to see completely your operations and how you're doing things and ask for help, the response has been incredible.
Puppy love. I have to acknowledge that I have 2 rescue dogs. So this story did touch my heart. I am curious, though, have you gotten any pushback for being so open about how many dogs and cats you put down?
Yeah, we have. It was interesting because, you know, I said, we're just going to tell the truth and put it out there. And we had a couple people that had messaged back, you know, I'm sorry to see that there is even one animal euthanized. And while we do understand that, it's not the reality of the job that we do. Like I said, we are an open admission shelter. So our officers are taking in animals who have really harmed other people or they've killed other pets. And these are not animals that could be put back into the community for a safety concern, and or animals that are so badly abused or badly injured that we are unable to fix them. For those animals that come in that are, you know, breathing their last breath as they're being carried into our shelter, the kindest thing that we can do is to perform euthanasia. So I think that it just provides us a platform for every person that says, ugh, I don't like to see the ugly side of your job. It gives us an opportunity to explain the truth of the matter.
Christy Chips-Peters leads the Richmond, Virginia Department of Animal Care and Control. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.